The National Democratic Congress, NDC, yesterday held a news conference in Accra to react to the conduct of the National New Patriotic Party, NPP, since the declaration of the results by the EC. According to the General Secretary, Johnson Esiodun Ketia, the NDC is compelled to react now because the NPP has taken their silence for complicity. Linda Goji was at the conference and has filed this report. While the NDC acknowledge or attest to the fact that there is no perfect elections anywhere in the world, it believes that the 2012 elections has been the most transparent, free, fair and peaceful elections ever conducted in the country. In his words, the General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedin Ketia, said the negative and anti-democratic activities by the NPP cannot change the verdict of the masses. He said if any political party has evidence of any wrongdoings in the conduct of the election, it should proceed to seek redress in accordance with the electoral laws of the country.
The leadership of the National Democratic Congress has watched the conduct of the leadership and members of the New Patriotic Party since the conduct of the elections on December 7th to date with keen interest and utmost tolerance that is required of a party in government. However, the leadership of the New Patriotic Party has chosen to remain in the state of denial and delusion over a period of almost 2 weeks, and as the days go by, they keep on changing the target of their accusations. We are compelled now to respond because the NPP seems to have misinterpreted our silence to mean complicity. Let the NPP be told that enough is enough. If they have any evidence of any wrongdoing in the conduct of the election, they should proceed to seek redress in accordance with the electoral laws of Ghana.
When asked about the alleged statement by the founder of the NDC to investigate claims of wrongdoings with electoral results, Mr. Nketiah said any call to investigate claims is in the right direction, but that is the business of the Electoral Commission. The NDC has, however, directed all its supporters across the country to proceed with the victory celebration, but urged that it is done in accordance with the law.
We hereby direct all our regional and constituency executive committees to continue to organize their victory celebrations across the country and prepare for the gargantuan swearing-in ceremony of our president on the 7th of January 2013.
The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiodun Ketia, ending that report by Linda Goji.